Good morning. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Good morning.
It looks like you're the only one, Hannah.
Yes. And I'm on my cell. I'm giving it a try again to see if it'll bump me off like it had been doing for 2 weeks. So
yeah.
if you do hear that I'm bumped off, I know it beeps, then I'm just going to go to the other phone and I won't say anything. But
I understand.
Okay. I do have to leave about 5 minutes to 10. So.
Okay. We'll see how we're doing at that point.
Okay.
There's
right.
A lot of verses, so you know. And last week we did about 20, so
yes,
I think you're about the same this time.
Okay.
Grandma.
Good morning. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay. I'm going to mute since we're two.
Okay. I'm finishing chewing. I apologize. And then we'll start. You'll find the handout on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right at every Yeshem webpage. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to this section titled Ta'anit Dibur and click on the palms. The Psalms landing page for Psalm 69 to 150. When that opens up, scroll down to section or Tehillim 78. And the first link under there will open up the Machon Mamre. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Pasuk or Tehillim 78. And then we're going to be starting on verse 21. The Abraham Sutton Yearning for Redemption PDF has not translated Psalm 78 as of yet. So I'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bitkilu, Urshimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urshimu. L'yachta, L'shem, Yodhe, Bavate, V'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kanuneh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kanunehu. Vakein shama Hashem vayidabar ve'esh niska v'yaakov v'gama v'ala v'yisrael. Therefore, Hashem heard and was wroth, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also went up against Israel. there are 11 words. The number 11 can have a couple of different connections, one of which is the ketoret that brings you closer. And we need to understand anger is a human emotion, not a godly emotion. The 11, when we hear, we read in the Torah that God is angry, it's really not anger. It's disappointment, but it's a process of bringing cleansing to the wrong action of mankind so that we get closer to Hashem. And that's the idea of the Ketoret, of we get closer to Hashem through the 11 components of the incense, which burns. Another connection for the number 11 is it's one more than 10. There are 10 sephirot. There are 10 levels of consciousness. There are 10 steps that reduce the infinite God to a level of being finite. The infinite God is everywhere, but his component of being everywhere means in the physical world, he cannot be infinite because the physical world isn't infinite. And therefore, it requires him to be both infinite and finite at the same time. The number 11 expresses that by being the 10 sephirot plus the negative system. There are 42 letters that connect to the Anabakoach, the 42 letter name of God that was used in creation. Pasuk 22. Ki lo heminu be'elohim v'lo barchu b'shuato. And I will remind you that this verse, this psalm, is teaching us, recounting to us all of the miracles that happened to the Jewish people. The translation of this verse, 22, because they believed not in God, not in Elohim, and trusted not in his salvation, I'd like you to look at the word te'eminu. You see the letters amen, aleph, mem, nun. But the nun is part of the personal pronoun nu, nun, vav. So if we perceive this as the hey at the beginning of the word is the definite article. And then we have Aleph Mem Nun, meaning Amen, which we know has no translation, but represents the unity of the spiritual and the physical worlds. And then is attached to that is the letters Yud and Vav. The Yud sometimes represents plurality. When I say plurality, what I'm really meaning is plural. And the Vav represents His. Now, does God believe or does God know? God has to know. If there's belief, there's an element of doubt, and there is no doubt in God. So this word, Ha'emlinu, is a unique word because it's the male letters of Hashem's name, Yod Heh Vav Heh. The Yod and the Vav represent the male aspects, which is the sharing aspects. This word, which is being translated as believe, is really not being believed. This word is know, should be translated as know. But then why didn't it use the word dot, meaning know? Because from a human standpoint, we're allowed to have an element of doubt because we don't perceive the spiritual worlds. But for God, it's not. It's saying that man did not believe in God. There was some doubt. And they didn't trust in his salvation. But it's really teaching us, if we will know God, if we will recognize that the truth of the sages' sayings, the sages' teachings, because they are higher spiritually, and they could see through the veil of history, they could see through their personal experience that God is always with each human being. God is inside of each human being. But which attribute of God is there? There is the Elohim attribute, judgment, natural law, because Elohim has a gematria of 86, which is the same gematria as the word for nature in Hebrew. This verse is really a teaching, in my opinion, of how if we were just choosing to know God, if we just choose to let go of that doubt and transform our belief into knowledge, that we would also see the miracles that Hashem does for us each and every instant, each and every day. It's not easy. We live in a world that is anti this level. It's easier to say, I believe in God, than to say, I know God. Because people look at you strangely when you say, I know God. I have experienced God. But it just takes that conscious decision to know that the sages were correct. Not the people around us, not the Western world, the sages of Israel have truth. Verse 24. Va'etzal shechakim mima'al v'dalte shamayim patach. And he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. These are six words that connect to Zerampim. They connect to the lowest level of the spiritual world. They're not unified with the physical world. That's what Zerampim represents. Remember phase three of the four phases. This is where, relatively speaking, it's darkness. There's no unity except within the six emotions, the six words. Twenty-five words represents five worlds within five worlds. Twenty-five letters represents a complete structure of the unity. So even when we think Malchut isn't connected to Zerampin, when we think the physical is separate from the spiritual, it's always there. It's always connected. So why does it feel like it's not? Why does it feel painful? Because that's the cleansing we need to experience in order to grow spiritually. Verse 24. Vayam ter alehem man le'ekol u'dlan shemayim natan lamo. And he caused manna to rain upon them for food and gave them of the corn of heaven. Do you really think that manna was made from corn? Look at the second to the last word in the line, the first line. Udgan. It's the fish from heaven, dag. And if we rearrange nun vav, new, as we did in the previous verse, or was in the word of the previous verse, what does new mean? It's a personal pronoun. It's a possessive pronoun. Our. And our fish from heaven, or our heavenly fish. What is a heavenly fish? It's describing the miracle of the fish and the fowl that came upon the camp when the people complained that they didn't have food to eat. They were only eating the manna. And there was an issue with the manna for some people. What was the issue with the manna? You needed to be able to stay focused on what you wanted to eat. Did you want bacon and eggs? Did you want tasty steak? Did you want a sweet dessert? As you ate the manna, you had to focus your consciousness on what it was you wanted to taste. Because the manna took on the taste of what your consciousness was at that moment. But if you are not able to stay focused, in our society, they give the children drugs to stay focused, to keep their attention up. In the time of Moses, they practiced meditation. They practiced being able to focus their attention on one subject, something we need to do in our generation. And it's not easy. But if we had done all of our work right over the previous lifetimes, we wouldn't be here. And remember, when you make a mistake, you're always given another chance. But not in the same level of difficulty. And we've discussed that in our discussions about tikkunim, corrections. The 25th verse. Lechem abirim akal ish seida shalach lechem lashova. Man did not eat the bread of the mighty. He sent them provisions to the full. It's a miracle that he was describing it. What we just talked about, the fowl that flew through the air and fell on the camp. The fish that fell on the camp. What did people want? So he gave them the physical meat, the physical flesh to eat. But is that what people need? No. Is that what people want? Those who are connected to the physicality do so. Those who don't are connected to a desire for spirituality, find all the nutrients they need in a vegetarian diet. And most of us are somewhere between the two. There are seven words in this verse indicating a unity of Zerah, Kin, and Malchut, the physical with the spiritual. Twenty-nine letters is Kaf Tet. These are the letters that created the month of Av. The month of Av, the name, the word Ma'av means father. Who is our father? I'm not asking you who is your physical father. Who is your father? It's Hashem. Whenever you see the number 29, know that this is a channel, a connection capability directly to Hashem. Verse 26. Yasaka adim bashamayim vaynaheg bilzoteman. He caused the east wind to set forth in heaven, and by his power he brought on the south wind. Six words. We've had that discussion of the number six. Twenty-five letters connecting to the unity of Zerah, Pin, and Malchut, five worlds within five worlds. Verse Vayam ter alehem kefar she'er uchol yamim of kanaf. He caused flesh also to rain upon them as the dust, and winged fowl as the sand of the seas. Eight words. Eight, the number eight is one above the physical world of seven levels. The number eight connects to Bina, the world that is coming, Olam Haba. Thirty-two letters connects to Chachmah, connects to the 32 paths of wisdom. The reason why you have 32 teeth in your mouth. And what do those 32 teeth do? They start the process of digestion. They start the miracle of digestion. Why is that? Numbers, these numbers connected to the physicality is to keep you from falling back into the physical. When you read about flesh raining upon the camp, about the fowls raining upon the camp, it brings you to physicality. You're discussing physicality. How do you stay connected to spirituality? Through the 32 paths of wisdom and through the eight words that connect to Olam Haba, the world that is coming. Verse 28. Vayapel bekerev machanehu saviv lemishkenotav. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their dwellings. He didn't make them walk to get the fish. He didn't make them walk to pick up the duck that fell out of the sky. The fowl that fell out of the sky. Five words connects to the five worlds. And 25 letters connects to the unity of the five worlds within five worlds. I hope you're beginning to see how these numbers relate to the subject of the verse, to the simple story. We read the simple story, the simple verse, but there's an underlying energy connection through the reading of the number of words and the reading of the number of letters. It's the first time I have ever expressed that to you all in the 78 verses Tehillim that we have discussed. But by now you should be able to be making these kinds of connections. And if you're not, keep working at it. Pasuk 29. Vayochlu vayispeu meod v'ta'alatam yavi lechem. So they did eat and were well filled, and he gave them that which they craved. The six words representing Zeranpin, separated from Malchut. Notice the third word in the verse, Meod. Meod is a code word. What does Meod mean? It means additional, very. It was very good, Tov Meod. But Meod is a code word for Satan. What did the people crave? Satan. You mean that red devil that we see in pictures and cartoons? No. Satan, the desire to receive for oneself alone. Selfishness is Satan. A craving that you cannot let go of is Satan, your selfish desires. Twenty-seven letters. All of the energy of the Hebrew alphabet, including the final letter forms. 27. The number 27 is 3 times 9, or 3 cubed. 9 is not complete, it lacks the malchut. 3 cubed, the 3 columns of the tree of life on the right, 3 columns of the tree of life on the left, and 3 columns of the tree of life in the center. Numbers have meaning beyond the simple level of reading the number. Beyond the simple level that it is a number. Every number has meaning. The 30th pasuk. Lo zaru mita awatam od achlam befihem. They were not estranged from their craving. Their food was yet in their mouths. Is this saying that the manna was still in their mouth when they wanted the physical meat, the fish, the fowls? 6 words again. Zeronpin without the unity of the physical. But this statement, they were not estranged from their craving, is a polite way of saying they let their cravings control them. Where did the cravings come from? It comes from the body. The desire to receive for oneself alone is the body. The soul. Is put in the body for the purpose of teaching the body to be patient, teaching the body that immediate gratification creates chaos. The teaching the body. That is the purpose of the soul being in the body. Understand this well. Verse 31. We are Elohim Allah Bahem Vayacharog Pamishmanehem Uvahure Israel Ikriya. When the anger of God went up against them and slew of the lustiest among them, and smote down the young men of Israel. Does that sound like a miracle to you? It is. Nine words connecting to either Chochmah or Yesod. Let's count the letters to learn. Forty-three letters is Gam. Gam means also. But if we substitute a nun for the mem, it becomes Gan, meaning a garden or a kindergarten as in modern Hebrew. Also, if it's Mem Gimel, Mag represents brains, represents the intellect, it represents Chochmah. So we have our answer. The number of letters, the number of words connects to the simple story. Just as it's in the Pardes, the four levels of Torah, the Peshat, the simple, the Remez, the Hints, the Drash, the morals and ethics, and the Sod, the secrets. Those upper three levels always connect to the simple story. If we would just be open to learn to speak on multiple levels of consciousness. Verse 32. Before I go on, what is this simple story speaking about? Who are the young men of Israel? It's not talking about a war. It's talking about 39 years in the desert. The effect of building the golden calf was all 600,000 men of that generation had to die before they could go into the land. But it was on multiple levels. The men had to die. So every Tisha B'Av, all the men that were left went out and dug their graves and lay down in their graves to share the fact that nobody else had to dig their grave. And they laid down in their grave. Do you think that impacted their psyches when they got up in the morning? Because 15,000 of them had died in the night, but they didn't. You think it affected their psyche? You think digging their grave caused them to reconsider, to do teshuvah? And at the same time, they were kept as male role models for their children. All of this is a hint to understanding the multiple levels of consciousness that God exists on, that God utilizes, that God is. Verse 32. Because out Chadu od willo heminu beneath Leotav. For all this they sinned still, and believed not in his wondrous works. There's that word again, from the first verse today, verse 20, I believe. Heeminu. After all the miracles, they still sinned. And they refused to know, to realize that God was behind all this. They saw it in their own eyes, and yet they sinned. They didn't listen to the mitzvot that they had been given. Have we changed? In our generation, is there a change? Even if sometimes I can't see it, let's hope so. Seven words, the unity of Zerampin and Malchut, the unity of the physical with the spiritual. One letters is the gematria of the Hebrew, the word for God, Kel or El, Aleph Lamed. We connect to El by reading this verse about our sins and not believing. It's amazing how God presents all this if we would only be open to learn it and to then take it into our hearts and give up belief and realize Hashem is here and He wants us to know Him. He wants us to experience Him. But each time we sin, in every lifetime, we're given another chance. But the difficulty of being able to perceive that is that much harder. But that alone, that statement alone can tell us, don't trust yourself, trust God. What part of you is godly? Your intuition. Your connection to Hashem makes you holy, makes you godly. I know we have not done as many verses as we did last week, but I am going to stop here. For two reasons. One, I was informed that somebody had to leave shortly. And this will give us a few minutes to answer any questions. While you're unmuting your phones, I will remind you that our next class is Motzi Shabbat. And we will be discussing the Ki Tetzeh. Excuse me. Tetzaveh. And that tomorrow is Shabbat Zachor. Excuse me, I'm incorrect. Tomorrow is not, it's the following week. But we will have a Zohar class, Motzi Shabbat, for Tikkuni. For the parasha of Tetzaveh, for the idea of clothing. Sunday, we begin our preparation for the Purim Pesach Shavuot connection and all of the holidays, days in between. Something we need to remind ourselves about always. And it's a roughly about 8 weeks until Pesach, 12 weeks until Shavuot. It's time we started to remember. Are there any questions?
No questions, but that was the first time we noticed the word for fish. I don't think we've ever heard that before, but it's there in the Hebrew. It wasn't just the quail.
No, it's in the Torah. It brought fish as well.
Mm-hmm. But we've never heard that teaching in regular searches.
I understand, because who wants to talk about fish? They smell. I'm joking, of course, but
we got to laugh. Anything to make us laugh. Just
we keep working at it.
Well, you remember that tonight place. When you have fish for your dinner.
I have fish every Friday night for my dinner.
And I'm going to make sure I don't keep mine in the freezer so long. I'm going to cook it up fast. You know, I do make fish gumbo. Because when...
It's
very good. People like it. I cut sweet potatoes on the top of it and put parsley with the rice, and everybody loves it. So they don't miss the shrimp and the crabs and all those other non-kosher things. So I'll make sure I have the fish gumbo.
Always remember that all those tastes that people think are so unique and special, there's something kosher that will give them that exact same taste.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still looking for bologna.
You want bologna? You should try frying pastrami.
Okay.
You all have a good evening. Shabbat Shalom.
Okay. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bye, Brandy.
Bye, Hannah.